Also excited to have this lady in the WVJS studio, Jessica Hatfield with TheraTree. How are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am doing great. So excited to let everybody know, those that don't know, how was TheraTree born?
Yeah, so actually my father created a private practice because there was no other pediatric providers in the Owensboro area. And he never intended to have a single employee, but then he got a wait list. And so he hired, and it grew. And then I became a baby OT one day. And then I took over his practice. And, you know, we started providing more than just occupational therapy. So we rebranded, and then I purchased his company in 2017. And here we are today and have 5 different services.
What a wonderful grassroots story. Absolutely. I love that. Now, for the first time since starting the Developmental Milestone Program in 2004, the CDC, they recently changed their milestones and ages for kids. Can you give us an overview of all those changes?
Yeah, so 26.4% of milestones were actually cut from the milestone list. This includes crawling. And then they replaced 40.9% of milestones. And 67.7% of those actually got moved to older ages. For example, saying 50 words got moved from 24 months to 30 months. And some of these actually kind of contradict each other. For example, combining 2 words at a time is listed at 24 months, but it actually does take 50 to 60 words to do that, which they put at 30 months. So, but they did add some new social cognitive milestones, such as smiling and getting attention, and they updated some of the languages for clarity purposes for parents. And they did add some helpful tips for parents to help promote development with their child.
Now, what do you think the impact of these changes on parents and their children?
Yeah, so by moving these milestones, it's not that children are reaching these later. It's about how they're using the statistics. So they were using the 50th percentile of children meeting these milestones, and they moved it to 25. So it seems like parents are going to be looking at these milestones later for their child. And as it is right now, only 25% of children with an actual developmental delay get services before 3 years old. So it's going to be later before they get help. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part about moving these milestones. But, you know, if you get the help, you know, your child's going to get back on track.
Absolutely. Now, for parents who monitor their child's development, and if they have questions, how can they get a hold of TheraTree? What would you recommend?
Absolutely. So you can call us or text at 270-688-8449. We do offer free screenings, and we have a free online developmental tool to help check to see if your child's on track. But let us know, and we're going to help you, and we're going to help to see if an evaluation's actually needed, and see if your child's on track, or how do we get them back on track.
Now, you can check out the website at TheraTreePeds.com. That's Thera, TheraTreePeds.com. Jessica, it has been awesome having you in the WVJS studio. Our door is always open to you.
Thank you so much.